Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Cammy. How can I help you?
Cammy, what is this company?
We're a third-party call center, ma'am, for a few different companies. What's got you calling in, ma'am? How can I help you?
Well, I got a notice from my bank saying fraud activity on my bank card for something called Free Vital.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what this is.
Okay. Well, can I get your name and zip code, ma'am, so I can get that checked in our system?
Sure. It's Karen Abbott, ABBOTT, and my zip is 65548.
Okay, give me one moment.
But I have not authorized any charges.
Okay, ma'am, give me one moment. All right, and can you verify the billing address that was charged to?
1929 County Road 3330, Mountain View, Missouri.
Okay, give me just a moment. Let me take a look at this for you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so I do see the decline charge of $54.97 for like an online membership, like a gadget club. Do you
for what?
Like an online membership to a gadget club, ma'am. Are you
no,
accepting?
No, that's not me.
Ma'am,
that's
I'm
fraud.
Trying to, ma'am, I'm trying to explain this to you, okay? Were you accepting an order for like a free tablet, ma'am?
No.
So you didn't accept anything like that on the 23rd?
Nope, I haven't done anything like that.
Okay, ma'am. Now, if you do believe it to be fraud, I would have to change through to our fraud department. I do need to be aware, though, that we do take fraud extremely seriously, and any false claims can also be susceptible to persecution.
That's
as well.
Fine. I'll let my bank handle it from their end because they have the fraud department. I'll
okay,
just tell
ma'am.
Them
now
no, that
it,
it's not
ma'am.
Me.
Now, if it is a valid charge,